Mukundamala Stotra, verse 15, continued, part 2. He loka shrunat prasuti maran vyadhesh chikitsa mimam yoga gya samudha haranti munayoyam yagya valkadayaha antar jyotirameyame kamamritam krishnakhima piyatam tatpitam paramaushadam ritanute nirvanam atyantikam. He loka shrunat. Chandrasekhar Maharaj is addressing all the people. Please hear me. Prasuti marana vyadhesh chikitsa mimam. All of you are suffering from the vyadhi of repeated birth and death. And here is the chikitsa, the medicine for that, the therapy for curing that. So, what is the... And this therapy is not something which is newfangled, which I have come up with. Yogagnya munay samudaharanti munayoyam yagyavalkyadayaha. So, all the great sages who are yogagnya, who know the essence and ultimate purpose of yoga, like Yajnavalkya, all the sages, they have recommended this samudaharanti. They have recommended it. What is its characteristic? It's an inner light and it is the one nectar. Ekam amritam krishnakhyam apiyatam. It is called as Krishna. And then what is the speciality of this nectar? It is the only nectar which when one drinks it, tatpitam paramaushadam vitanute. When one drinks this, one discovers that it is a supreme medicine. So the superlatives are used twice over here. Paramaushadam and nirvana atyantikam. So paramaushadam is supreme medicine and nirvana atyantikam is the ultimate liberation. So it is called as the supreme medicine because it cures not only the enjoying mentality, which is the cause of the disease of birth and death, but it also cures the mentality, the merging mentality. So the nectar that is so much glorified in the Karmakanda section of the Vedic literature does not actually cure the enjoying mentality. It only provides better facility for enjoyment. It creates a better physical and mental condition for enjoyment. And it also doesn't grant immortality. So actually the Upanishads describe that the Vedic statement that by drinking nectar one can attain immortality, they are exaggerations. And in the Panchagni Kriya that is described in the Chandogya Upanishad, they describe how the soul actually has to leave his Swarga and come back to the world again. So the immortality which is talked about through the worldly amrita, that is soma, is just a poetic exaggeration, whereas the immortality that is bestowed by the holy name is so great that even the best glorification cannot actually describe the glories of the holy name fully. And to give us a glimpse of the unlimited glories of the holy name, two superlatives are used over here. So it is paramaushadham. It will cure the most damaging of all diseases. So enjoying mentality, bhukti kami, is one disease, but even those who become free from that disease suffer from the disease of mukti kami. They become infected by the disease of wanting to merge in God, and that also deprives them of nirvanam atyantikam. So the liberation into the Brahman may have its own little bit of happiness in terms of relief from material existence misery and a little bit of the ananda nature of the soul, but that is insignificant as compared to the happiness of bhakti. So the bhaktyananda, which culminates in premananda, is the freedom from all miseries entirely, and it's diving and immersing and delighting in the ocean of devotion. So that, going from this bhavasagar to the shore of immortality and beyond that to the ocean of devotion, is the trajectory on which the holy name sets us. to get the ultimate happiness, the supreme liberation, a life in loving service to Krishna. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.